The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
You know, I think it's safe to say that a boost of capital from an external investor can mean a great deal to a company. I mean, this, of course, means that investors like venture capital firms play an important role in helping out companies that need more money or need more help.
And Monk's Hill is a venture capital firm that invests in post-seed stage startups. Recently, Monk's Hill chose to invest in Finexer. It's a tech firm that offers financing solutions for SMEs here in Southeast Asia.
So let's find out more about the selection process by venture capital firms and what does it mean for the chosen company. We have with us in the studio Michelle Dowd, partner at Monk's Hill Ventures. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
And of course, Sien Wee Tan, director at Finexer. Sien Wee, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Elliot.
Welcome, welcome. Let's start off with Michelle. Tell us about Monk's Hill Venture. You know, how do you guys pick the businesses that you want to invest in? That's the first most curious thing on my mind.
Sure. Well, above all, what we invest in are founders before investing in businesses. So what we look for are extraordinary founders that have the right mix of confidence and humility and enough grit and determination to really follow through and pursue their mission. We look for founders who are actually tackling real acute problems with large markets and tapping into the right market trends to actually support the exponential growth of the business. And we look at business fundamentals and making sure that the underlying unit economics of their businesses make sense and that they're building enduring value and not just fads to make sure that their company is going to sustain different storms if it has to.
And these are the factors you look at when you're trying to determine the potential of this so-called startup?
Yeah, absolutely. Our approach is really to try to approach any investment opportunity with a learner's mindset. Okay. We believe in looking at the first principles and understanding the fundamentals of a business. And so when we approach a new investment opportunity, what we try to do is really get to the core of why the founder is pursuing that business and how they're doing it in a differentiated way to make sure that the company that they're building is sustainable. And we want to back companies that are going to be around for the next decade.
Okay, so how can, taking notes here, by the way, Michelle, how can a startup get Monk's Hill to invest in them?
Sure. Well, try to meet us early and try to meet us before you're actually in need for capital. Given that we invest in founders first, it's really important for us to get to know you and understand how you're running your business over several months to really build the conviction that you're the right founding team for that. And on the flip side, what we try to do is really help out as much as we can, even before investing, to be able to show our value and in a way earn the right to invest.
So what kind of help can you offer startups?
Well, we are a team of ex-entrepreneurs and operators, and the team has taken companies all the way from inception to IPO. So we'd like to think that we have both strategic vision and the operational capability to help at different stages of a company depending on the need, whether that's in finding the, you know, important executive talent that's going to really change the directory of your company, all the way to digging deep into thinking through your sales process and how to incentivize your sales team in the right way. So it's a very wide range, and it really depends on what that specific entrepreneur at that point in time is in need for.
Sien Wee, let's talk about Finexer. Now, we mentioned very briefly that it's a tech firm that offers financing solutions for SMEs in this part of the world, Southeast Asia, that is. Tell us a little bit more about the business. What's it about?
So we are in the business of fundamentally changing the way small business financing is done using technology. So how we do it differently is that banks are great, right, at doing asset-based lending.
Okay.
And they've got great systems and great people, and they've done a great business in doing that. However, the majority of small businesses, right, are very heterogeneous. There's a very large number of them. And the only way to tackle this problem is using technology, to use technology to assist in the automation of processing of loans, as well as monitoring them and collecting the money back.
Okay. And what did you guys do right in terms of getting Monk's Hill to invest in you?
Well, for us, you know, the case is a little bit more special.
Okay.
We actually had this idea when we were both involved with Monk's Hill.
Okay.
Back in that point in time, I was raising Monk's Hill's first fund together with them. And another member, my founding team member with me, Vihang Patel, was on the investment committee. And we had this idea about small business financing. So we pitched the idea, and actually it was more difficult for us than an incoming entrepreneur because, you know, there's an extra level of scrutiny right, over the idea yeah. going in there. And it worked out.
What about this partnership that you just signed up with Lazada? Tell us more about this.
That was last year. And what we'd done mm-hmm. is that we put up a special connection to link with Lazada sellers directly into their systems so that we can provide funding for sellers on Lazada with an in-principle approval of within 30 minutes because of that data link. So remember what I talked about technology and how everything is connected together? So that's what we actually did. We made that connection and we used our systems mm-hmm. to actually generate all these offers really quickly for them so that they can top up the inventory when they need.
We're speaking to Michelle Dowd, partner at Monk's Hill Ventures, as well as Sienwi Tan, director at Finexa. And this morning we're talking about how a venture capital investment company picks who they invest in. Michelle, you mentioned earlier on how Monk's Hill judges on a company's potential. So in this case, if we're going to apply it to Finexa, how did you judge that?
Sure. I mean, like I mentioned, we invest in founders first. And I think with Finexa, we were in a very privileged situation to have known the founders and have worked closely with them for a few years. So in a way, we had the luxury of an extended team due diligence and, okay. and we knew firsthand just how smart they are, just how trustworthy, the grit that they have. And we knew that they had the ability to build relationships with different stakeholders, which is really important for the business that they're in. And in addition to that, I think, you know, the idea of the problem they wanted to solve was a really interesting one for us to partner with because the SME gap in Southeast Asia is a real issue. And like Sian mentioned, I think tech players are very well positioned to help bridge that gap. Mm-hmm. And I think the approach that Sian and Vihang have been pursuing is in a way very unique in a space that is pretty crowded. I mean, there are a lot of players trying to address that same problem, but the approach of Sian and Vihang is very unique. And I think they're being very mature and sophisticated in how they're approaching a problem that can be very expensive and very bloody. They're building partnerships. I mean, Sian just mentioned one of them, which gives them access to data that is critical to the business that they wouldn't otherwise have access to. They're building partnerships that are helping drastically accelerate their market entry mm-hmm. into new markets. And they're being very deliberate and sustainable in how they think of regulation and making sure that what they're building is a sustainable business that can endure in a space where it's not always the case.
Sienwi is also, of course, one of the operating advisors for Monk's Hill Venture. What sort of role does he play and how does that work in his role in Finexa?
So what I actually do is when called upon to give advice, right, in specific things for the partnership, I do that.
Okay.
Right. Now, obviously, right, most of my time is being spent now growing the portfolio company. So I spend 99.999% of my time, or probably 99.99999% of my time doing that. And I believe, right, in the faith that they've put on us. Mm-hmm. And it's our responsibility to basically make things happen.
Michelle?
Yeah, as a fund, we have a network of operating advisors, amongst which Sian and Vihang are two of them. Okay. And well, we've built a network of trusted people that are operators running their own companies or in executive positions at tech firms because we understand that as a fund, we cannot have all of the skills required to analyze any deal in any industry. So that helps us with, you know, assessing a new investment, but also more importantly, to support portfolio companies when they need a specific expert to tap into, whether it's industry specific, geographic specific, or functional specific.
What's next for Finexa, Sienwi?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, we launched a partnership together with Indovina Bank, Cathay Financial Holdings
okay.
in Vietnam. There are more such partnerships in the works right now, which will be announced in the course of the next few months. All of this is focused on the goal of bringing financing, right, for small businesses in Southeast Asia. And we believe in ecosystems. We mm-hmm. believe in mass effect. And so we are using technology to effect both of these things. And so if there are any businesses out there, you know, that would be interested in financing, please don't hesitate to come and look for us.
Well, speaking of that, Michelle, what do you think are the upcoming markets in Singapore that you can invest in that you're looking at?
You know, we look at Southeast Asia as a region versus Singapore specifically, okay. And we think that the ecosystem is actually evolving in a really exciting way, in the sense that a lot of the low-hanging fruits have already been addressed, and the problems that founders are working on now are getting increasingly difficult to address, but also in the same way they are getting increasingly disruptive to the economy. And I use disruptive in a very positive way. Mm-hmm. But we're very excited to look at, you know, to back more founders who are looking into problems such as healthcare, education, financial services, and really fundamentally address the needs of millions of people in emerging markets.
We've been speaking with Michelle Dowd, partner at Monk's Hill Ventures, as well as Xianhui Tan, director at Finexa. Michelle and Xianhui, thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you, Elliot.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.